Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Latter Rain 333. I come to you in the name of our Lord Jesus. Today, I have two things that the Lord has given me that I need to share with you. I have a message that I received while praying on September 23rd of this year, 2021. And I also got a word that the Lord gave me. He woke me up in the middle of the night on September 30th. 2021, and it was a warning, and this is what I heard. He told me that a false flag was coming, and I also heard the word leaders. Now, when I woke up and wrote this down, I felt in my spirit that this was somehow connected to the dream that I received on the 8th of September called Attack, and I will have down below in the description box both the blog and the YouTube that I did about the attack. And I'm not going to tell you the dream, but you can go ahead and read it and listen to it for yourselves. I'm not going to, the only thing I will say about that dream is that there was a great attack that happened. It was so great that it caused an earthquake. And then I heard that it was going to happen in seven more different places, in several different cities, that there was going to be an attack, an explosion. So I believe that this false flag is that the Lord gave me is a confirmation of that dream. Now, the other thing that is important is that I believe this is going to happen on the East Coast. It's going to be an East Coast city that will start it. I'm not 100% sure about that, but I do know in my dream, I was on the East Coast. I was on the East Coast, so that's why I'm saying that. All right, so that warning I need to get out so we can be prepared. Also so we can pray against it or pray that it would be minimized, and to seek the Lord and ask him to please protect his people. Pray for mercy, brothers and sisters. Pray for mercy. I was not shown when this would happen, but now I've gotten another confirmation, I believe, about it. Okay. Now, I want to go ahead. The next thing I want to bring to you is a message that I received. And this message is for, I know it's at least for one person. At least for one person. But hopefully somehow the Holy Spirit right now, and I'm going to pray that the Holy Spirit will minister to you through this message. And I just ask right now, Holy Spirit, for you to come. And as I read the words that I was given from the Lord Jesus, I pray that eyes would be opened, ears would be opened, and hearts would be opened. So I pray, Holy Spirit, for you to come upon all those who hear these words right now. And I ask this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and through the power of the blood and the cross of Jesus Christ. All right. This is for people who are sitting on the fence right now. For people who are sitting on the fence, I believe that this is mainly for you. The Lord Jesus wants you to know that he is knocking at the door of your heart right now. He is knocking at the door of your heart. And whether you know him or you don't know him, he is asking right now to come into your heart, into your life, and to be the Lord of your life. And you can do that by praying to him, by asking him to please come and live inside of you through the power of the Holy Spirit. You can read John 3, which talks about being born again when Nicodemus and Jesus were having a conversation about being born again and what that means. And what it means is that when you are born from your mother, you are born in a physical world, but there is a second birth that you need to go through in order to go and have eternal life with the Father who created us. And the way you become born a second time is a spiritual birth. And you do that through Jesus, through coming to Him, praying and asking Him to come into your life, into your heart, and to show you His world and to have a relationship with Him. And you ask for forgiveness for your sins because He died on the cross for your sins. So you no longer have to bear that burden anymore, because it is the great exchange. When Jesus died for your sins, then your sins are no more if you receive Jesus. I also want to say that the Lord gave me this verse, and it's for those of you who are already walking with the Lord, but you are still doing your own thing. And the Lord continues to talk to me about people, His people, who are doing their own thing and not following Him. Proverbs 14:12 says, "There is a way that seems right to man, but its end is the way to death." So we don't want to do what seems right to us. We want to do what is right to the Lord. And we can do that by prayer and reading the Word of God and asking the Holy Spirit to come and lead and guide us. I'm going to read the message now. "My glory will be revealed. Some will reject it and choose not to see it. Some will embrace it and bask in its sunshine. For the darkness cannot extinguish my glory. I am the ruler and creator of the earth, and every knee shall ultimately bow down to me. I am the master potter, and I created the earth and all that is within. Man does not hold its own destiny. I do. They have been deceived by Satan in thinking that they are in control and have the final say. No, I tell you, no. They listen to lies. They will wake up in the lake of fire for choosing to believe in themselves and not me. Heaven is real, but so is the fires of eternity. Do not fear death, but fear what comes after. The fear of the Lord is only the beginning of wisdom. Once you believe, a whole new world will open up, and you will start walking in faith. Your eyes will be opened, and you will hear from me. It only takes an ounce of faith, and the doors will open. Do not be stubborn, but open yourself up to me, and I will draw near to you. I will show you my ways, and you will have peace. Come to me now, come to me now, come to me now. I await with open arms to embrace you with love. I love you with an everlasting love. Come into my fold and be a part of me. We will be one as I am one with the Father of all creation. Do not delay, for the time left is short."